Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Shavuos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Tes Mishnah Dalet and Parak Tes Mishnah Hey. Parak Tes Mishnah Dalet is going to be continuing our discussion of beer. Once again, the halacha is that when it comes to Shemitah, that if you have a particular crop or produce in your possession, in your home, that is no longer available in the field to the animals, then you have to do beer, you have to get rid of it from your home, you can no longer have it in your home. So the question now that our mission is going to be dealing with is, what fields do we have to be concerned about regarding this halacha of beer? Says the Mishnah, Ochlin al hamufkar of lo al shamur, that you're allowed to continue eating various foods in your home, assuming that they're still available in the field. But we're talking specifically when it comes to a field that is mufkar, a field that is hefkar, a field that is ownerless, a field that the animals have access to, that they have the ability to come and get whatever food is there. However, says the Mishnah, of lo al shamur, but not when it comes to a field that's guarded, that's protected. There's a person there, there's a guard dog there, there's a fence there that prevents animals from coming to get it. Then, even if the produce is still there, says the Mishnah, at least the first opinion in the Mishnah, you would not be allowed to eat such food because it's not available to the animals, even though it's growing from the ground, it's not available in those fields for the animals to come and get it. However, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi matir, Rabbi Yossi permits af al hashamar, even if it is a guarded field. You're not allowed to guard a field during Shemitah. You have to make it ownerless. But if the produce, if the crop that you have in your home is available theoretically in a field that is shamar, in a field that is guarded, even though animals can't physically get there because those crops are still technically attached to the ground and would be available, therefore we assume that you would be allowed to continue to eat it in your home, again, if it's available even in a field that is guarded. Now, the Bar Tanura points out that we follow the opinion of the first Tana, not according to Rabbi Yossi, namely, you're allowed to only eat the food in your possession if it is physically, practically available to the animals on a field that has been left and that is not guarded. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ochlin al hatfichin v'al hadufra, that you're allowed to continue eating various types of food in your home. Number one is al hatfichin, based on the fact that there are tfichin, that there are these nesting pots that are in these walls of the home, that even though these kernels of grain and so on are technically there in these nesting pots that are really only available to birds. Birds can come and get them, but they're not available to other animals. Because they are available to the birds, we can assume that as long as those nesting pots are still there, as long as those kernels of grain are still there, that we are allowed to therefore eat such produce in your own home. And again, assuming that it's still there, this amount of beer, the time of getting rid of it from your home, has not yet arrived. The second thing is ala dufra. And when it comes to a dufra, it's like this double crop where there's sort of one crop and then there's a second round of harvest of crops that happen with that particular produce, with that particular type of crop. Now the Mishnah is saying here, v'yala dufra, that even if the fruit or the vegetable that you have is from the first crop, and now there's no more first crop available in the field, but now only the second crop is available in that field from that particular plant, still, as long as it's part of the same plants, part of the same species, and even though it's the first crop that you have and the second crop that's available, it's still, the Zman Beer has not yet come, and you may continue to eat that particular crop. However, says the Mishnah, Avalo al hasitvanios, but not when it comes to sitvanios. Sitvanios referred to the winter, the grapes that are referred to as the winter grapes, meaning to say that they might start to ripen in the Shemitah year, but they're really going to finish ripening in the eighth year. But since they begin the ripening process in the seventh year, they're considered to be Shemitah grapes. However, our Mishnah is coming to tell us that let's say you have regular grapes that, they just ripen normally, and so the halacha is that you can't continue eating these regular grapes that start to ripen in the beginning of the year and are fully ripe by the middle of the year. You can't continue eating those grapes if those grapes don't exist and aren't available to the animals anymore. The only type of grapes that we have are these winter grapes that are really going to fully develop in the next year. We assume that really those, even though technically they're Shemitah grapes, they appear to be like eighth year grapes, and therefore you can't eat the normal grapes because, oh, well, even though these grapes aren't available in the field, but the winter grapes are. You can only eat these grapes, you can only continue to eat these grapes and these crops if they are actually available in the field, not these other ones that seem to really start now, but really continue in the winter. Continuing the mission, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that you are allowed to eat such grapes, even if they're only the winter grapes that are available in the field. Provided that they become mostly ripened before the summer harvest ends, as long as the summer harvest is not over yet and they start to ripen, then you would be allowed to continue to eat the regular grapes, even though they're only these winter grapes that, again, are begin during the Shemitah year, but continue into the winter months. Okay, now we're continuing with Perek Taz, Mishnah Hay, and our Mishnah is going to be discussing a situation where you are pickling various types of vegetables, and presumably you're pickling them to preserve them, to allow them to stay longer. And the question is going to be, is the time of beer different for different species? You have different species, different types of crops that are being pickled together, but let's say now one's not available. So if they're all pickled together, there's this time, there's a taste that now affects from one to the other that will be felt and tasted from one to the other, but let's say that crop is no longer available, but the other crops are. So what's the halacha? In this case, we're going to see a machlokas between different opinions in our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hakovi shlosha kvashim bechavis achas. If a person is pickling three different types of vegetables in one barrel, presumably of either vinegar or salt water or something like that, to pickle these various vegetables. Rebbe Eliezer says, Ochlin al harishon, you're only allowed to continue to eat this product, this full-fledged crop that has been created through this pickling process, once you're only allowed to eat it until al harishon, once the first of these crops is no longer available in the field, then you're no longer to eat any of it, because there's a taste from one to the other, and once it's not available in the field, they all have to be gotten rid of. You can't have any of it, and therefore it has to be destroyed. The most strict opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. However, Rabbi Shua says, Af al ha'achara. No, Rabbi Shua is more lenient, and he says that as long as the third, as long as there's still one of these three vegetables that still is out there in the field, and therefore you're allowed to eat it, the Zman Beer has not come for that particular type of vegetable, therefore you're allowed to wait, even if the other two are no longer available, and their tastes might be felt and tasted on the third one that is still available. Nonetheless, it all goes by the last one, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, not the previous two. Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol shekola mino min hasada yevair mino min hachavis. Which means that as long as one type of these vegetables is destroyed, is gone from the field, yevar mino min achavis, then you have to simply get rid of that particular vegetable from the barrel. But in other words, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the taste is irrelevant. When it comes to beer, the tom, the taste of the particular crop doesn't matter. Once there's beer, what you got to do, you got to get rid of the physical vegetable. Take it out, and you have to get rid of it. Beer has come, and any vegetables in your barrel that you're using to pickle with can no longer be used because beer has come. But anything that already has a taste, it's irrelevant. The taste isn't anything that's real, that's substantive, that's concrete, and therefore you would have to get rid of the crop, the vegetable from the barrel, but the taste, you can still eat any of them, even once the third crop, the third vegetable, is gone from the field, and this man beer comes to get rid of all the vegetables. But the actual produce that you've created, the crop that you've created through the pickling, is still permitted. And the Mishnah says, V'halacha kidvar, and the halacha is like this opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, the most meikel, the more lenient of these three opinions. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol yarak echad labir. Says Rabbi Shimon that as long as there's one vegetable, any vegetable, that's available in the field, then that's when beer applies. That even if these three vegetables that we have in the barrel, all of them aren't available, this man beer has come for all of them, but still, there are other crops, there are other vegetables in the field, therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, you would still be able to eat this entire thing. Beer would not come for that, for those items. Because all we care about is if any crop still exists, any vegetable still exists in the field. And again, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Finishing off the Mishnah, we're dealing with the situation of a regila, which is translated as purslane, which is basically a crop that is very hard to tell when it's gone. Oftentimes, they would grow in various hidden parts. So the Mishnah is just going to conclude by telling us, when this particular crop is, how do we know that this particular crop is most likely gone, and therefore this man beer, the time when you have to get rid of it from your home, has arrived. It says the Mishnah, Ochlin baragila atche yichlu sigarios mibikas beis netofa, that you're allowed to eat this purslain, this is a vegetable, until the artichokes are gone from the valley of Beis Netofa. Beis Netofa was this valley where it was a very watered valley. Artichokes are a vegetable that often were the last to go. And therefore we assume that as long as this purslain, which often also would take a very long time before it was gone, as long as the artichokes are still there in the valley of Beis Netofa, then we can assume that the purslain is there as well. But once the artichokes are gone from the valley of Beis Netofa, then we assume that the purslain is gone as well. Quick review, Perek Tes Mishnah Dal taught us that there's a quarter of machlokas for us regarding what types of field allow a person to continue to eat the food in their home. And we spotskin ultimately the first time in our mission, namely, that you're only allowed to continue eating if the crop that you have is still available in a field that is in fields that are hefker, that are ownerless, that are not guarded. If it's guarded and the crops are still there, that does not help to avoid the problem of beer. And then Mishnah gave a bunch of other examples of more specific examples of cases that there are sort of cases of the nesting pots or the double crop and so on, where you would be able to continue eating those crops if those items still exist. But we said not necessarily if you have these regular grapes that are ripe and those grapes are gone, but the winter grapes are still there and so on and so forth. We would not allow you to continue eating those earlier grapes simply because the winter grapes have yet to be gone from the field. They're different, and there's really part of the eighth. The probably part of the eighth year crop. And then Paratetz Mishnah Hey discussed the case of pickling. Quoted on Machlokas, what do you do if you have these three vegetables that are being pickled together in one barrel? One of the crops are gone from the field. Therefore, the Zman Beer comes. You have to get rid of them from the field. So Rabbi Elazar said that you can eat them until the first crop's gone. Once the first crop's gone from the field, then the entire produce that you have here that you've pickled together is unable to be eaten because the Zman Beer came. Rabbi Yeshua says you have until the last crop is gone. Then you have to stop. Rabbi Gamliel, and this is how we pass, as the mission itself says, that as long as once an item is destroyed and gone from the field and no longer available to the animals, then you have to get rid of that crop from the field. But the taste, when it comes to beer, is completely irrelevant. You could keep the pickled produce as long as you get rid of the actual crop in the barrel. And then Rabbi Shimon says that really a very, very lenient opinion, that really as long as any crop exists in the field, then you're still allowed to keep this entity. But again, we don't paskin like that. And then the mission just concluded by saying, what to do with this purslane crop? That how do we know when it's really gone? It's very, very hard to detect when it's really stopped growing and when it's no longer available to the animals. And we said that as long as there are still artichokes in the valley of Beis Netofa, then we assume that this regila, that this purslane is there as well. But once the artichokes are gone from the valley of Beis Netofa, then we assume that the purslane are gone as well. Have a great day.